Turn with me to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, find verse 18. Verse 18 says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet or a helper comparable for him." And then let's go to verse 21. "And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." And then turn it to verse 20 of the third chapter. "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for your love and grace and mercy. Truth of your word, speak to our hearts now. Guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. When God finished chapter 1, you read that everything that God made was good. And it means that God didn't make any mistakes. He didn't do anything wrong. Everything was perfect. And then you come to this second chapter, and it he says, it's not good that man be alone. And it sounds like that something's not right here. But chapter 1 is a general statement about what God did. Chapter 2 and 3 is a more detailed statement about how it came about. There, you got an introductory paragraph, and then the rest of the pages are the details. And we get that in books we write today, or you read today. You get an introductory paragraph. You get an introduction. It may be two or three pages, but there's an introduction, and the writer or author tells kind of what he's going to do. And then the rest of the book explains the introduction. And it's what you have here. Adam is given the responsibility to name all the animals and establish the work of God's creation. He is the apex of what God did. And he was perfect in every way. Except he did not have someone comparable to him to help him. To be a helper, to be someone to assist him in everything he did. And so God could have went to the dust again, and he could have formed another body, the body of a woman, and he could have breathed into her nostrils and she would become a living soul. He could have done that. But he didn't. Instead, he goes to the man, and he's the first anesthesiologist. He put him to sleep, so that when he took the rib out, Adam wouldn't feel it. I mean, you get a broken rib, you feel it. Mm-hmm. I've had few. Mm-hmm. You feel it. You ever get thrown off a horse onto a rock, you're going to have a broken rib. You ever crash a motorcycle off a 40-foot embankment, you're going to have a broken rib. I've had a few broken ribs. And they don't feel good, let alone have one of them taken out. Just, you know, reach in there and take it out. That hurt. So he goes to sleep, and God takes this rib out and makes this woman. And Adam hadn't seen a woman until he wakes up. I always say when he woke up and saw Eve standing there, he went, hubba, hubba, someone like me. It says here that she is bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh. She is part of him. Unique and special in her creation. Not only is she a part of him, he's a part of her. They're together. The Bible says that's why a man will leave his father and mother, he'll leave his home house, and he'll cleave, or he'll hold on to and join himself to his wife, and he hangs on to her because she's a part of him and he's a part of her. You don't get a man without a woman, you don't get a woman without a man. Come on.
Amen.
Stay with me. I know we got scientists trying to do weird stuff, but they still got to have the beginning parts. Hello. They might try to put a baby in a man's womb, but where'd that baby come from? Didn't come from that man's womb or tummy. He don't have a womb. Crazy world we live in. They think they've done something good. They didn't do anything good. If they do what God did, then we talk to them. He made her. She is unique in every way. She finds her fulfillment in her husband. And he finds his fulfillment in her. The problem is, in our culture, we have allowed Satan and sin to drive a wedge in what God built and what God designed. And we allow that to come to saying, well, she needs to have her own career and he needs to have his career and the two shall never join. Baloney. That's Satan's work. That's not God's work. God's work is a uniqueness put together. And he builds that, even in the midst of a sinful world. I want you to understand what was said in Psalm 139, verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Literally, it says in Hebrew, thou hast formed my inward parts. Thou hast weaved me together in my mother's womb. Ladies, for the most part that I've been around, family and my wife, everything goes good until about the ninth month, and they're ready for this thing to be over. They've had enough. And my wife went through one summer with pregnancy with our daughter Becky, and I'm telling you what, I thought she was ready to assassinate me. It was a hot, and she didn't like going through summer. She didn't mind winter, but she didn't like summer. God knows how to do it. He knows how to take the part of man and the part of woman and put them together and weave something that's unique and special and alive, and yet it's a part of them, yet not a part of them. It has its own DNA, its own uniqueness from the moment of conception. Doesn't change. And by the way, when Adam said her name is Eve because she's the mother of all living, scientists now have traced the DNA all the way past the flood, all the way back to one person. They don't know who that person is, but I do. Her name's Eve. The person God took out of man and made a woman. And he's a part of her and she's a part of him. Now let me give you something else to think about. When you're a Christian and your husband's a Christian, you are brother and sister in Christ. You've been elevated to a new level. And you better treat one another like a brother and sister in Christ, or God's going to get on you. Bible says men's prayers are hindered because they don't treat their wife right. Ooh. It didn't say women's prayers are hindered. He said men's. And not only that, he said, you men love your wife like Christ loved the church. You know what he did for the church? He died for it. Holy moly. That's hard for a man to do. But if he loves his wife and going to be obedient to Christ, he got to do everything that Jesus did on behalf of his wife. He gives his life for her. Period. No reserve. Now, it doesn't say that she is to do that to him. It says that she is to serve him and be connected to him just like she would to Christ. That's a high calling too. Very high calling. And see, we have that as brother and sister in Christ to show the world. To show the world what God does and what God cares about. I haven't even got to my 3 points yet. Not grinning too much. Listen to me. God knows how to design our world. And he has designed it so that it would operate in perfect harmony. But you know what disrupts that harmony? Chapter 3 of Genesis tells us. Devil comes along and he's a crafty old person. If you think for one moment you can stand up to him and come out a winner, you're kidding yourself. Charlie Daniels made a song about devil went down to Georgia and the kid beat him in a fiddling contest. That's a baloney song. He makes the best music there is to make. That's how he deceives people. That's how he attracts people. God, in turn, blesses people with musical talents that counteract that. He really does. But in our culture, Satan works against what God made. What God make? He made a man and a woman, part of each other. And he also made them brother and sister in Christ when they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So now that's a unique, lofty place for them to be. But what happens? Satan does what he can to distract people. He works at it. He gives men roving eyes. He gives women roving eyes. I was telling the deacons this morning when I did my research for Elmira Baptist Church. I was pastor there. And we were in the old building, which was a miner's hall. And they had burlesque and everything in that hall. You know, so I did some research and found out that Cher made $90.6 million making a movie called Burlesque. And but in my research, what I got shocked about was it's not just women, it's men. Men are just in a demand, if not more, by women in our culture today. And so the devil uses that off the internet to cause roving eyes and a roving heart. There's a shift in the heart when things go astray. Why is there a shift? I mean, when people get married, neither one of them can do any wrong. I mean, she could burn the toast every morning for a week, and you'd say, that's the best toast I've ever had, huh? He could mess up the bathroom and not even try. And she said, that's all right, I'll clean it up later. And then comes that time. Does I need to get you a new toaster or something? Well, how come you leave the toothpaste strung all over the sink? And they become less perfect in each other's eyes. And the devil works on that. God made us for a uniqueness in our relationships. And our relationships are to shine to the world. Now, we tell, I'm not perfect, man. If my wife were here, she'd be the number one person to say, yeah, I agree with that. He's not perfect. But I love him anyway. And you men know your spouses weren't perfect and aren't perfect, and you love them anyway. God puts it here. God desires that. But the devil will do whatever he can to whomever he can. Nobody is exempt. Don't ever think for a moment you are. I have seen young, I have seen old. And I wonder what in the world is going on there. Satan's working overtime. If he can destroy something that God made, he'll do it. And if he can interrupt something that belongs to the family of God, he'll do it. And our hope is to hold on to Jesus Christ. You know, and I think I mentioned it here. I don't know. Can't remember what I said in the past. Ruth Graham was interviewed by CNN or somebody, NBC somebody. And they asked her, Billy Graham traveled a lot. She had the responsibility to kids and, you know. They said, Ruth, did you ever think about divorcing him? She said, not once. I thought about killing him a few times, but I... Now, if you be honest, there have been those moments that it weren't good. Come on. hang with me here. I think God allows that for the makeup time, which is pretty good, because that irritation is gone. And you're happy with one another. They're perfect again for a while, until the devil can come along and stir something up again. God made woman. She is one of the highlights of his creation. The beauty of his creation. Now, you've heard it said, and I've heard it said, and I've said it. Beauty is not necessarily external. You can have someone that is the prettiest model you've ever seen. She is perfect in figure, in walk, in talk. But you try to have a conversation with her, and it's like having a conversation with a post. What's that? She has no personality. She has no inner desire for communication. There's something wrong there. You're the same way with men. Men, same way. But there is the common person who has a heart of gold. And when you talk to them, it just oozes all over you. And you want to sit down and talk for an hour or 2 hours. Man, I'd love to have a conversation with this person. They are good. They got a great personality. They are very beautiful on the inside. The glory of Christ comes out of their life. And you want to talk to that person. And you don't mind being around that person. And if God put you together, you're happy that you marry that person, whether he's man or woman. You're happy. Because God's done something special in your life that you could not do. God did it. God put you together. This is just a thought I'm going to throw out, and I'm going to be done. I haven't done my 3 points, but I'm going to be done. What if God said, you know, we need a special person that's going to be a scientist and come up with this cure for cancer? I want to bless my people. So I need Susie and Tommy. They don't even know one another, but they got the right DNA. Come on. And he says, I got to get them together. So I need the right DNA for that. I've had more than one. 20, 25, 130-year-old woman say, Pastor, I cannot find a man. They all duds. All they want to do is take you to bed. They don't want to be lover to you. I said, I'm sorry. They say, will you pray with me? I said, sure. And we get down at the altar and pray. And out of nowhere that we know, a man shows up, and then I'm having the wedding. Okay. I said, how'd you get here? He said, I guess I was led here.
I hadn't planned on coming. I said, good. Answer to prayer. You see, God can put things together, and you and I think we did it. Yeah, we did it all right. But He's guiding all the way. And He put the right DNA together, and God can. Because He created us to start with, and in the fact we're in the womb growing into childhood, He weaves us and knits us together. You are a uniquely made person by God, and I don't care what the circumstances are of your conception. Could have been rape. Ella Fitzgerald. What a lady. She's a baby of rape. There are others like her. Could have been premarital relationship. God still put you there. And He still weaved you. He knows all about this stuff before it happens. But He loves you, and He made you, and He cares for you. And then we need to treat women the way God wants them to be treated. They're queens. And they need to be treated like queens. They do. Now, ladies, don't go home and say them, preacher said, you treat me like a queen. That don't work. Don't do that. Get my head chopped off. Don't do that. But we need to treat them like queens. We need to honor them. Because they are unique. When God looked at us, He said, man can't do it all. Doesn't mean He's insufficient. It meant that He really needs someone to help Him. Male birds and female birds work together building the nest. And a male bird will be the protector of the female bird setting on the nest. If a snake comes or an animal comes that would eat them, the male bird will sacrifice himself for the female. That's just in birds. It happens in other animals. Look at God's creation. You can learn a lot. Look at yourself. He made you. You can learn a lot. Let's pray. Father, I thank You. Lord, there's been all kinds of ladies in my life. Not that I've had wives. I've just had one wonderful wife. But I've had women that have influenced me, that have taught me. Lord, I'm thinking of the time right now. When my life was down and out. I had thrown in the towel. I had thrown in everything with the towel. And there was a lady, a deacon's wife, who every Sunday said to me when we greeted, I just want you to know, we love you. Didn't say anything else. But over a period of time, Lord, You used that to bring me back to where I needed to be. That in spite of the feelings of not being loved, I was loved. Not only by people, but by You. Lord, I thank You for that. I thank You for the ladies in this church who've encouraged me who've let me tease them and haven't bopped me in the head. Thank you for that. Continue to bless them. Continue to use them to expand your kingdom for the glory of Christ. In His name I pray. Amen.